Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and I'm sorry to say that you're going to have to endure a less than appealing voice today. I'm actually recovering from pneumonia, and I've only just got my voice back, so hopefully it holds out for this episode, and hopefully it's back to normal by the Virgo new moon. In today's episode, we're looking at Virgo season, which officially kicks off on August 22nd, and it will go until the 22nd of September. And we're also going to be looking at the second of two Aquarius full moons. Let's start with Virgo season though. We need to be resourceful now more than ever. And the Virgin offers us this grace, her groundedness, her practicality, her ability to make the best out of every situation is really at the heart of what we're all craving right now. The Virgin believes in self-care, especially when it comes to your own personal health. So if your physical or mental health has fallen by the wayside over the past month, Virgo season is now the time to give yourself a little TLC. The mantra for Virgo is I serve, which often surprises people when they first hear it. When we lump stereotypes on certain zodiac signs, Virgo often gets touted as OCD, strict strategists, and the list makers. And while none of those qualities are untrue, what people don't often know about the Virgin is that she loves to be of use. Being useful is Virgo's MO, and often this is misinterpreted as perfectionism. But what it really is their pursuit to perfect everything that they do, including being of service and useful to others. Virgo is a mutable sign, which means that it's not fixed. It's changeable and fluid. So even though attention to detail and structure brings Virgo so much joy, it finds that joy through adaptation and fluidity. 2021 is asking us to be fluid. And although it feels as if we've had an onslaught of restriction and structure thanks to the lockdowns in Australia, many of us have lost any sense of structure in our personal lives. Virgo season is saying, hey there, buddy, maybe it's time to put some pants on and go for a walk. I joke, but honestly, this season is time to get back to yourself. And by that, I mean being fluid with new approaches to how you fill up your own cup. It's also a season that reminds us to check on our friends, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now. Even the friends who don't usually need checking in on. Actually, especially the friends who don't need checking in on. Virgos love to look after their nearest and dearest, and during such a weird year, it's important that even the friends who usually have their shit together have someone to lean on, so that even if just for a minute, they can fall apart too. Check on your Virgo friends because they're likely pouring their time into someone else. I wouldn't be surprised if you get a yearning to get more organized during Virgo season. It's likely that routine has fallen by the wayside. So perhaps look at new routines you can add into your day to channel the same energy and structure that you yearn for, even if it looks completely different. Okay, let's have a look at this second of two Aquarius full moons. So the first Aquarius full moon occurred a month ago on the 24th of July. You may remember I spoke about themes of freedom and justice, social change. Well, we can say with confidence that those themes were definitely highlighted that weekend with a lockdown protest that took place all over the world on the day of that Aquarius full moon. And it is thought that with this second Aquarius full moon, the energy that we've been experiencing since the last one will come to a close. And what does that mean? Well, look, I can't say with certainty, but I kind of see it as whatever was stirred up at that time may find some resolution or have light shed on it, or perhaps it could be released with this second Aquarius full moon. And of course, I'm not just talking about what happened globally. Ask yourself, what was happening for you personally around the 24th of July? Could it be coming to some sort of conclusion this weekend? This full moon obviously still has Aquarius energy. So once again, we are likely to experience change, an activation of freedom and a thirst for reformation. It's about looking at old problems from new perspectives, finding innovative solutions and stepping away from the way things have always been done. Aquarius rules technological advancements and can sometimes lose touch with the emotional nuances of humanity, rather looking at things from a technical perspective. So keep this in mind under this full moon. With so much divisiveness running through the community, it can be easy to get swept up in us and them and forget that there are real people that fall into each of those categories. Can you keep an open mind rather than looking at everything as right and wrong? At a time where we're all encouraged to come together as one, Aquarius may stir up the need for the individual to be heard. My advice, if it's people in your immediate circle, allow them to express themselves. And then if you feel the need, you can have your say too. But if we resist and shut people down, that need to express will turn into an Aquarius act of rebellion. All right, let's have a look at some ways that we can work with this full moon. Take time to reflect on what has surfaced for you since the last Aquarius full moon on July 24th. Perhaps it's time to release and let go of something that surfaced that is no longer serving you. Find ways to come back to compassion. If you find yourself becoming judgmental or non-inclusive, ask yourself, how can I approach this with more compassion? Channel the sensation of freedom in new ways. If you're currently in lockdown, you need to find new ways to feel free. And that's going to be different for everyone. It could be a beachside walk, a guided meditation, a run around the block. It's up to you. But it's important that you find a way to feel it, because without a sense of freedom, even if we're faking that freedom, you will feel more restricted than ever. And lastly, remember, Aquarius is very cerebral, so make sure you get out of your head. I suggest a relaxing yin class to remind you to breathe and get back into your body. If you become a Lunar Lover member, you get access to a yoga class for each of the 8 moon phases. Yes, there are 8. And the one for the full moon is a very restorative yin class. It's really beautiful and it's a really nice way to embody and integrate the energy of this full moon. As a Lunar Lover member, you'll also get access to an Aquarius full moon circle, Aquarius full moon journal prompts, and an array of guided meditations to help you through this time. If you do want to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. You can always leave me a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. until next moon, which is the Virgo new moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.